Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, today we're talking about the actor Ryan O'Neal, died on Friday at the age of 82.
82, yeah. Ryan O'Neal.
So Ryan O'Neal was born into the showbiz as the son of a screenwriter and an actress. Before turning to acting, the Los Angeles native trained to become a professional boxer.
Oh, wow.
He competed in two Golden Gloves championships in 1957 and 1956.
No.
During the late 50s, his father had a job writing on a TV series called Citizen Soldier and moved the family to Munich. While there in Germany, O'Neal was struggling at school, so his mother pulled some favors and got him a job as a stand-in on a show being shot in the area called Tales of the Vikings. O'Neal worked on it as an extra and a stuntman and became interested in acting.
Really?
So he moved back to the States to try and make it in Hollywood. In 1964, he landed the role of Rodney Harrington on the ABC nighttime soap opera Peyton Place.
Oh, Peyton Place, yeah.
It was an instant hit and boosted O'Neal's career. He later found success in films, most notably in the romantic drama Love Story in 1970, for which he was nominated for the Academy Award for Best Actor and the Golden Globe Award for Best Actor.
All right.
After Love Story made him a major movie star, O'Neal was considered for seemingly every major leading role in Hollywood. Paramount even pushed for him to star as Michael Corleone in The Godfather before Al Pacino got the part.
Holy cow, really?
Yeah.
That would have been
something
different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in the 1973 hit movie Paper Moon, O'Neal played a Depression-era con artist alongside his real-life daughter, Tatum, a role that won her an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress at the age of 10.
Jeez.
His other notable movie roles include Barry Lyndon, A Bridge Too Far, and The Driver. O'Neal's career cooled in the 1980s with appearances in TV movies and in some supporting roles. More recently, he had a recurring role on the Fox show Bones, from seasons 2 through 12, with his final episode airing in February of 2017.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So O'Neal married his first wife, actress Joanna Moore, in 1963. They had two children, Tatum and Griffin, before separating in 1966. His second marriage was to actress and his Peyton Place co-star, Lee Taylor Young, with whom he had another son named Patrick. He also had a son, Redmond, with his longtime love, Farrah Fawcett. They were in a relationship from 1979 until 1997. The relationship was tumultuous, due to his infidelity and volatile behavior.
Oh.
O'Neal and Fawcett reunited in 2001 and were together until her death in 2009.
Mm.
In 2012, he published a book about their relationship called Both of Us, My Life with Farrah. So for several years, he was estranged from his three elder children. He allegedly assaulted his son Griffin in 2007, was arrested with his son Redmond on a drug charge a year later, and was estranged from Tatum for many years.
Holy cow.
In 2011, Tatum and her father began to restore their relationship after 25 years, and their reunion and reconciliation process was captured in the short-lived Oprah Winfrey Network series Ryan and Tatum, The O'Neals.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you watch that?
I did not. No, missed that one.
Oh.
So he had been diagnosed with chronic leukemia in 2001 and with prostate cancer in 2012. After struggling with leukemia, O'Neal was frequently seen at Fawcett's side when she was battling cancer. Mm. And he died at a hospital in Santa Monica last Friday at the age of 82. And no cause of death was given.
Okay. All right.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
What a career. What a story.
Yeah.
Jeez. All right. You picked out a record to go along with Ryan O'Neal, did you?
Yeah. So we're going to play the theme from Love Story, the movie he was in, Where Do I Begin, by Andy Williams.
We'll do it. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Andy Williams, Where Do I Begin, the theme from Love Story. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about Ryan O'Neal, who, of course, starred in Love Story in 1970. And he passed away on Friday at the age of 82.
82. All right, let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Ryan O'Neal trained to become a professional boxer before turning to acting.
He almost starred as Michael Corleone in The Godfather.
And he was in a relationship with Farrah Fawcett for more than 30 years.
Would he be a nepo kid? No, what do they call him?
Nepo baby.
Nepo baby. That's the term. Now. Would he be one of those? Because he said his mom got him the job.
Yeah, I mean, his mom was an actress, and his dad was a screenwriter. So yeah, I suppose.
Maybe before being a nepo baby was a thing.
Right.
Which would have been, you know, anything last year or before, because that's a brand new term.
Is it?
Well, had you ever heard nepo baby before, like 6 months ago?
No, I guess not. Yeah.
Not in the circles I run in, Sarah. Not in the circles I run in. Folks want to learn more about Ryan O'Neill. Where do they go, Sarah? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is all there. And if folks want to recap what you did last week on those Christmas movies,
they're all up there too, yeah.
On the internet forever.
Forever.
All right, check those out, please. Are you back tomorrow? Fresh episode of 410?
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
First look at traffic. Melanie Sands is coming up here in just a few minutes. We'll check that forecast with meteorologist Josh Nichols. We're going to bounce back up into the 40s tomorrow, I think. He's got the details next on Legends.